Bill and O.C. show continues here on ESPN 700 in Salt Lake City. It's winning for the second time in 2 weeks. Yep. I get to walk down my old Jacksonville memory lane. We had Brunell, who I did a show with for a couple of years when he played for the Jaguars, on a couple of weeks ago. And now a guy that I covered when he was in his heyday, when he was the man.
The man, the Heisman Trophy winner, one of three at the University of Florida.
I would tell you, outside of his coach, the head ball coach, Stephen Orr Spurrier, he's probably among the most beloved Gators of all time. Right up there with, yes, Tim Tebow as well.
Well, my brother's a huge Gators fan. His favorite Gator of all time, Danny Werfel.
And Danny Werfel joins us right now here on ESPN 700. That's a big introduction for you, Danny. How are you?
I'm not even sure what to say. I'm very honored here.
We've seen you a lot as of late on ESPN. It's the 10-year anniversary, obviously, of Hurricane Katrina. And you've put together a nice little piece that's run on ESPN. For our listeners here, we're out in the Intermountain West. Katrina, obviously, is something we remember, and it's hard to believe it was 10 years. But what is your tie to that time? I know you spent some time in New Orleans as an NFL player, but what was kind of the genesis for you in putting this piece together?
Well, I had retired from professional football and was working at a inner city ministry doing community development and transformation called Desire Street. We had been doing a lot of programs and started a high school and junior high for boys. So I was living there. Katrina hit. We lost my wife and I. We lost our home and everything in it, completely flooded, as well as the facility where Desire Street was. And so really the past 10 years has been about sort of recovering from that, rebuilding in the city of New Orleans, relaunching programs in the Desire neighborhood, but then also growing the impact and the expansion of Desire Street all over the Southeast for now. So we, this film sort of captures a little bit of my football and the experience around Katrina, and then some of the things that we're trying to do here 10 years later. So real amazing time in our nation's history, very personal to me and my family in Desire Street, and this 10-year anniversary is just brought a big highlight, shining the spotlight back on the tough parts of the city, some of the amazing things that have happened since Katrina, and some of the work that still needs to be done.
Danny, we always see these terrible things that happen to people around the world, but we always think that'll never happen to us, that'll never happen to us. But you literally experienced losing your home and a community that was pretty much just completely wiped out. How do you bounce back emotionally, and how does your family bounce back from something like that and continue to go on?
You know, there's different levels to that, and I think for us, we had a level of reality to deal with and struggle and relocate and make sense of life, but our struggle was very different, compared to other people who had similar struggles but were far less connected and resourced outside the city. And so, if you go back now and you look like in the neighborhood where we lived, it looks good. It's been rebuilt and life's happening, stores, businesses, schools. But you go into some of the other neighborhoods like the Ninth Ward, and still 10 years later, very little has happened. And so we were very fortunate to, we went to my parents' house. We had a place to go right away and sleep. We had enough money to go buy new clothes if we needed to, type of thing. Whereas other people, it's been devastating.
And it rang home for me. It was like 3.5 years later. You'll remember Utah played Alabama in the Sugar Bowl the end of 2008, beginning of 2009, right around New Year's. And so I was down there to cover that game, and it was 3.5 years later, and it amazed me that 3.5 years later in a major city in the United States, there were parts of town that I kind of was shown around that were still laid to waste in destruction. It was hard for me to believe. We're 10 years removed from it now. Have those areas come back, or are there still a lot of areas, different wards in New Orleans that are maybe just never going to come back?
Well, both. I mean, there's definitely been a lot of progress, and a lot of people have done some great work in the city, and tourists that come will still have a great experience. But there is a dichotomy in those neighborhoods. Likely the Ninth Ward is what you're referring to. There's been some work that's happened, but there's still a lot of work left. And so that's what we're trying to do, as well as a lot of other folks in the city there.
Now, Danny, let's get into some football talk here. The season's going to kick off in 2 days. What are some of the big storylines nationally that you're looking to see this season, and who are some of the teams that really excite you?
Well, obviously, I'm dialed in most with the Gators, and that's going to be a probably interesting year. We've got a new coach there, but the you know, rebuilding, new offensive line, that no experience. So probably not going to be super exciting for my Gators, but two of my former Gator coaches I'm excited about. Really looking forward to watching Coach Spurrier another year at South Carolina and the excitement that he brings to college football. And really curious to see how Ohio State does in rebounding after winning the national championships. Hard to come back strong and see how that quarterback situation plays out. To me, that'll be an exciting thing to see.
Yeah, you know, we know Urban out here because he took Utah to the B for kind of that first BCS buster, Danny. Yeah. And I know you know Urban a little bit, and obviously you played for Coach Steve Spurrier. In a lot of ways, I did Urban's coaches show, and I covered Coach Spurrier. These are two guys that really know how to handle quarterbacks. After you left, he had a few years, Coach Spurrier did, where he had to handle quarterbacks, the Doug Johnsons, the Noah Brandeis, the Jesse Palmers. I remember a couple of games where he was shuttling those guys in. Usually he sent receivers in with plays. He was sending quarterbacks in with plays. Urban Meyer is having to juggle two NFL-caliber quarterbacks himself. Just kind of compare and contrast those two guys. Obviously, you know Coach Spurrier probably a little bit better, but how those two guys are so good with quarterbacks and managing those type positions.
It's really interesting. They're both obviously as successful as you can be at college and just the programs that they've developed. But in terms of their coaching styles and their way of kind of being a coach, they're very, very different in so many ways. You know, and so it's really, really interesting. But offenses, you know, fortunately for me, I played in the offense where the main running you had to do was run back and then throw the ball. We didn't have to run all over the place. You know, Coach Meyer's really, really done well with a lot of versatile things. Although, you know, to finish the year out, they did a lot more just the typical drop back stuff and were great with it. I love both these guys. They've made so much of an impact on me and the University of Florida, and I couldn't be thrilled with all the success they're having.
Danny, it's been about 20 years since you won the Heisman Trophy. It makes me feel pretty old. I think I was in fifth grade at the time now. So now I've got a 13-year-old son, so things change. But in the 20 years or so since you've won the Heisman Trophy, how have you seen college football evolve? Do you think it's in a better spot now than it was 20 years ago with the playoff? Or do you think things have changed to the point where there's just too much going on and there's too many different elements that just make college football not what it used to be?
Well, you know, the tough part for me is this tension between this being a multi-million, billion-dollar business and an amateur sport, and the challenges of trying to manage that just is difficult. I don't have any kind of answers, but it is a very, very interesting place to be. But I love the playoff system that we've got now. You know, even though it's just four teams, I think it's vastly improved than where we've been. I think the number of incredibly solid, strong college programs right now is at an all-time high. There's so many good top-notch schools to go play in, and just the opportunities for high school kids to continue playing if they want is just a great, better, you know, there's more colleges with the sport of football now than ever before, and so I think there's a lot of positive momentum. Fans just love it, so I'm pretty pleased with it.
You were kind of an innovator 20 years ago, Danny Werfel. You and Steve Spurrier turned the SEC and really college football in a lot of ways on its ear. When Steve got to Florida, and really when you came in as well to an extent, it was a running football. I mean, it was a league known for its running backs, the Herschel Walkers, the Bo Jacksons, even right before you, the Emmitt Smiths at Florida. You guys are in a lot of ways were kind of the cutting edge to where college football went today. What was it like 20 years ago in the SEC to be doing what you were doing and everybody looking at you guys as such innovators in the pass game?
I like where this is headed. So it's like Al Gore invented the internet and me and Spurrier invented modern football. No, it definitely was. Football was primarily, you know, how much tougher can we be? Can we run you over? And you know, throw the ball to keep it honest and get a big play here or there. But and that's obviously an overstatement. But the success that Spurrier had and we had in the mid-90s throwing the ball, just kind of almost taking away that whole aspect of you know, I'm bigger and stronger than you. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm going to drop back and throw it to a guy that's faster than your guy, and we're going to win. And it just kind of moved the game to that next level of really spreading out the field, and just to what to me is very exciting to watch.
Danny, the one thing that always amazed me about watching your teams were how wide open your receivers were. I'm serious. Whether it was Riddell Anthony, whether it was Jaquez Green, whether it was Willie Jackson.
Like taking me way back.
Yeah, but those guys were running free. There was no, I mean, you just literally had to throw the ball to an area. Those guys were so wide open. Was it because they were such great route runners? Why were your receivers always so wide open?
Well, I mean, got to give most of that credit to Coach and just kind of putting the patterns together that had the best chance. And, you know, he was of the mindset that there's a perfect play for every defense. The challenge is getting to it. So one of the big responsibilities for the quarterback was figuring out what defense you're going to see and then getting the right pattern on that gives you the best chance to have somebody open. And so that was a big thing, especially against the zone defenses. And but, yeah, it was tons of fun.
Danny, I'm going to put you on the spot here. You've got one game to win as the Florida Gators, and you need a quarterback. You take Spurrier, yourself, Tim Tebow, or Rex Grossman. Who's your quarterback for one game?
Oh, man, that's tough. Well, I'm going to take myself out just to be fair, so that either makes me look saves me from being cocky or makes me look humble. But, you know, I can't imagine there being a more competitive guy than Steve Spurrier, but if there is, it's probably Tim Tebow. And with his determination, his ability to throw and run, he'd definitely be my pick.
Who's the guy you like to watch today? Whose team? We'll take Coach Spurrier out of it because he is your guy. And, you know, you've already mentioned Coach Meyer. Looking at the landscape of college football today, whose system, whose team, who do you enjoy when they pop on a Saturday night? Do you enjoy watching?
Well, I really liked watching Oregon. I mean, it just was really fun seeing what they could do. But I'd probably go back with one of Urban's teams. Just exciting, all-out team, great special teams, fun offense. So that'd be my pick.
Hey, continued success with all your work in the Southeast and New Orleans and beyond with your ministries and things. And we really appreciate you jumping on with us here in Salt Lake City.
Thanks, Danny.
Sounds good. Yeah, again, our website is desirestreet.org, and I just jumped on Twitter, @DannyWorfel, so hopefully people will check us out.